Hi, in this video we will be looking at how do I add a local database to my web application in Dev 11. What I have done so far is I've created a new ASP.NET web application and now I'm going to add a local database. So I say right click app data and I say add new item. This launches the SQL Server database item template. I can rename it to a familiar name, new database, and once I hit OK, SQL is generating a database MDF file for me, which is the same as Dev 10. And if I double click the database, it opens the MDF file in the Server Explorer node, and I can see that it does not have any tables yet. So let's go ahead and add a new table. Now you would notice that there is a new designer surface that launches up, which is sort of new in Dev 11. It's called SSDT, that stands for SQL Server Data Tools, and provides a more richer functionality as compared to Dev 10. It's sort of split up into two panes. The upper pane is going to be the UI, which is going to have a similar experience to Dev 10, whereas in the lower frame, SQL has integrated a T-SQL editor for people who want to create columns or modify columns or create tables using T-SQL. You would notice in the first row it's already created an ID column for me with the primary key set. Let's make this column as auto increment. So I launch up the properties for that particular row and I set is identity is true. Next I'll go ahead and add a new column, and you would see that it has the same data types in SQL that have existed, and let's change the name to table 1. At this point I'm fairly satisfied with the schema, and I'm gonna say update database, which is gonna prompt me for two options. Do I just wanna generate a script, or do I wanna actually update the database? In my case, I just wanna update the database. What this does is it sort of runs the script and will create a new table in my database called new database. So let's go ahead and refresh new database, and then you will see that table 1 has sort of come up. Now if I want to add some data to my table, I say show table, and I can say name 1, and I can say name 2, and again I've added two rows to my table. At this point, let's say let me show you how do I add a relationship between two tables. So I'm gonna add another table. I'm gonna call it table 2, and let's put one more column over here saying name. Now say I wanna add a relationship between table 1 and table 2. So I'll go ahead and right click on the foreign keys and I say add new foreign key, and then if I switch to the T-SQL editor, you would notice that it sort of generates T-SQL that I can now edit. So I want to create a foreign key relationship from table 2 to table 1. Foreign key column being ID, and the 2 table being table 2. And the 2 table column being ID. Now if I go ahead and update, again it's gonna ask me for the same two options. Do I want to generate a script or update the database? I'll go ahead and say update database, which is now gonna create a second table in my database. So let me switch over and just refresh, and it'll create a foreign key relationship between the two tables. At this point, let me consume the table that I created inside my web application. So I'm going to switch to the grid view, to the default ASPX, put a grid view control, and then I'm going to launch up the wizard to configure the grid view. You might have noticed that I'm already in the source editor, and this is a new feature in Dev 11 where I can launch the smart tasks inside source view. Let me connect to a SQL data source. From the drop down I can pick the database that I just created, and let me pick table 1. So let me test the query. And it's running, I get my data. So if I finish, it's gonna generate the appropriate markup, like configuring the grid view to the SQL data source. If I run my application, we should see the data that we just created for table one. So this app is loading up. So over here you would see the two rows that I just created. So again, just to recap, this was a way to show you how do you add a new database to your application using the new toolset that we have.